M25 recording length 11 minutes and 55 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 25 open cluster M25. Ike 4725. Type D. In Sagittarius M25.jpg. Right ascension 18. 31.6. H colon M. Declination. 19. 15. Deg colon M. Distance 2.0. Cli. Visual brightness 4.6. Mag. Apparent dimension 32.0. Arc min. Discovered 1745-46 by Philippe Lois de Chasseau. Messier 25. Million 25. Ike 4725. As one of the more remarkable open clusters in constellation Sagittarius, although a conspicuous cluster, even in the smallest telescopes or opera glasses, M25 has only obtained an Ike number. This is because, due to unknown reason, John Herschel did not include it in his general catalog, although it had been observed by de Chasseau in 1745-46, Charles Messier in 1764, added to his catalog on June 20, 1764, added to the 1777 catalog of Johann Ilert Bode, observed by William Herschel, 1783, and Admiral Smythe, 1836, and by Reverend Thomas William Webb, 1859. According to Kenneth Glenn Jones, it was finally rediscovered by Julius Schmidt, 1825-84, in 1866, but the present author H.F. could not yet verify this presumed rediscovery, despite studies e.g. of the Astronomische Nachrichten of that year's. Eventually, M25 was added to the second index catalog by J.L.E. Dreyer in 1908, based on photographic observations and using a position obtained by Solon Irving Bailey, 1854-1931, published in Bailey, 1908. Two giants of spectral type M and two of type G can be found in this cluster, where the G-type giants appear to be actual members. The M's not, moreover, contains the variable star U Sagittarii of type Delta Cephei, which has a period of 6.74 days, a typical period for these variables in our neighborhood. As Cecilia Payne Gaposchkin put it, it was discovered by J.B. Irwin in 1956. Its membership was confirmed by radial velocity measurements conducted by the M.W. Feast of Radcliffe's observatory. The common RV of the cluster members is +4 km/sec. The occurrence of the Delta Cephei star is consistent with the fact that it is not a very young cluster. Its age may be about 90 million years. The Sky Catalog 2000 gives 89 million. Also, as the distance of M25 is quite well known by other means, UCFA can be used as one gauging point of the famous so-called Cepheid distance scale, which is used for distance determinations of nearby galaxies. One other such case is known, that of the Delta Cephei star Eunomian open cluster and GC 6087. The sources agree unusually good in this cluster's distance and give about 2,000 light years. This makes its 32 arc minute diameter corresponding to about 19 light years. Archinal and Hynes, 2003, give a slightly larger distance, 2,300 light years, which would raise the 32 linear extension of about 21 light years. But these authors give a smaller angular diameter of 26, which would then correspond to a linear diameter of 17 light years. Aquatinquist, 1959, who estimated its diameter of 34, counted 86 probable members of this cluster. Archinal/Hynes and the Deep Sky Field Guide give the much larger number of 601 member stars, while the Sky Catalog 2000 gives its Trumpler type as I-2-P, Gertz classifies it as I-3-M, and Kenneth Glenn Jones quotes Trumpler with IV-3-R. Quite a difference. Brent A. Archinal estimates it as III-3-M, Archinal and Hynes 2003. Messier 25 observations and descriptions discovered 1745-46 by Philippe Lois de Chasseau, independently rediscovered by Charles Messier on June 20, 1764, in the catalogs of Bode, Smythe, and Webb, but not in John Herschel's and the NGC catalogs, according to Kenneth Glenn Jones, rediscovered by Julius Schmidt in 1866. added to the I catalog from data by Solon I Bailey in 1908, Messier, M25, June 20, 1764 25 18 H 17 meters 40s, 274 D 25, 00, 19 D 05, 00, a cluster of small stars in the neighborhood of the two previous clusters M23 and M24, between the head and the end of the bow of Sagittarius. The nearest known star to this cluster is 21 Sagittarii, 6th magnitude. According to Flamsteed, the stars of this cluster are seen with difficulty with an ordinary telescope of 3.5-foot Florida. No nebulosity can be seen. Its position has been determined from Mu Sagittarii, Diom, 10, Mimbaki for 1771, p. 445, 1st Messier catalog, in the same night June 20 to 21. 1764, I have determined the position of another star cluster in the vicinity of the two preceding, between the head and the extremity of the bow of Sagittarius, and almost on the same parallel as the two others. The closest known star is that of the 6th magnitude, the 21st of Sagittarius. In the catalog of Flamsteed, this cluster is composed of small stars which one sees with difficulty with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 3 feet. It doesn't contain any nebulosity, and its extension may be 10 minutes of arc. I have determined its position by comparing with the star Mu Sagittarii. Its right ascension has been found at 274 D 25, and its declination at 19 D 5, south, p. 456, 1764. June. 20, Ra, 274.250, December, 1950.8, Diom. 0.10, cluster of small stars in the vicinity of the two preceding, between the head and the extremity of the bow of Sagittarius. This cluster doesn't contain any nebulosity. Dichaso, DCH number 5, another one between the bow and the head of Sagittarius, of which Ra is about 274 D 17, and southern declination is 19 D 11, 30, Bode, Bode 56, a nebulous star cluster, Bode, 1782, 162 Sagittarii, from Vorstellung der Gesternofx XXIV Kupferfeld, Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates, 1782, here p. 25, plate 20, SGR 79, after Tobias Meyer, Ra, 274:3718:18.5, Dec, 1902, in the place of the stars. Messier places a small cluster of stars, number 162, SGR 162, after Messier, Ra, 274:3918:18.6, Dec, 1905, small star cluster, Caroline Herschel July 30, 1783, observed M25, M2, M16 and M55, William Herschel. Unpublished Observations of Messier's Nebulae and Clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 652. Dreyer's Remark, not in NGC, 18H 23 meters, 109 D2, 41860, 1783, July 30. Very large bright stars and some small faint ones. I counted 70, and there are many more within no considerable extent. Smythe. DCLI 651, M25, DCLI 651, 25 million Sagittarii, R18H 22 meters 14s, Dec S19D 10.2 mean epoch of observation, 1836.60 August 1836, a loose cluster of large and small stars in the galaxy, between the Archer's Head and Sabisky's Shield, of which a pair of 8th magnitudes. The principle of a set something in the form of a Jew's harp, are above registered. The gathering portion of the group assumes an erst form, and is thickly strewn in the south, on the upper part, where a pretty knot of minute glimmerers occupies the center, with much star dust around. It was discovered in 1764 by Messier, and estimated by him at 10, in extent. It is 5 deg to the northeast of Mu Sagittarii, and nearly on the parallel of Beta Scorpii, which glimmers far away in the west, web coarse and brilliant, not in GC. Julius Schmidt, 1866, according to Connick and Jones, Ike 4725, million 25, was added to the Ike on the ground of its rediscovery by Julius Schmidt 1866, and entered in 1908 with the position obtained by Bailey. The present author H.F. couldn't yet verify the presumable rediscovery by Julius Schmidt, despite studies of the N of that year's, among others, Otak, as can be seen above. It was well known to Smyth and Webb and contained in the considerably widespread catalogues of Messier and Bode, January 29-2005 Dreyer, Ike I, Introduction to the Ike I Catalogue. Two clusters in Messier's catalogue do not occur in the new general catalogue, and may perhaps be mentioned here. They are, for 1860, M25-18H23m17s109D2.0CLFS Street Cluster of Small, Faint, Stars, M488H6m54s91D32.1CLFS Street Cluster of Small, Faint, Stars, Bailey, Ra 18:25.8, Dec. 1919, 1900, Diom 25, 50 Saint 9-12, Class D2 fairly condensed irregular cluster of stars of different magnitudes, cluster, fairly condensed, Dreyer. Ike 4725 Ike 4725, M25, Bailey, Ra 18H23m26s, NPD109D20, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, Ra 18H25m48s, NPD109D19, 1900.0, CL, PC, equals M25 cluster. Pretty compressed, content car as EF says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 20, 2007, text to MP3 by SpokenText.net, Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.